It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard that one, Tommy.
Look, Matty, I will not take credit for that, but, you know, I will, but, you know, it wasn't by my own accord, let's just say. It's a station stinger that we've used across some multiple shows here in the NRL off-season just to keep the NRL news flowing and provide the listeners with daily updates around what's happening with transfer news and whatnot. But, if you want to give me some credit, I'll take it.
Okay. No. Well, I thought, you know, if there was something like independent, trustworthy and dazzling attached to it, then it would be your fine work, but we'll make it a station one. So you've got a transfer update because we've been focusing this morning very heavily on expansion, and I think we've certainly covered all bases there, but there's still a fair bit going on in the transfer world.
Well, there's plenty of news, and it's only going to get busier in the off-season, I think, after November 1 as well, once Redcliffe are announced as the 17th team. We've spoken about this at length. It's going to be a very important off-season, not just for Redcliffe, but the other 16 NRL teams. So I'll start it off with this, and some of our listeners may remember, you know, Cowboys, Tigers and Panthers fans may remember this name, Tamari Martin. So, you know, some fans may remember him. Tamari Martin was the 20 played for the Cowboys in the 2017 grand final as their 5'8", but retired in 29 at just 24 years of age because he had bleeding in the brain, and his career looked over when specialists told him he couldn't play any more contact sport. However, he's now signed a deal with the Wynnum Manly Seagulls to try and make an NRL comeback with the Brisbane Broncos. So he's been cleared now by specialists to return to contact training and return to contact sport. And I remember when he first came through as a junior with the Tigers. He finished with the Tigers in the Holden Cup, as it was called then. I think it was about 2015, 2016. And he was just an absolute star. He was a junior Kiwi representative. He was the junior 5'8 player of the year. Went to the Panthers, helped them make the finals, and then left the Panthers and then went to the Cowboys. And that was the year 2017 where Jonathan Thurston completely stuffed his shoulder, and Michael Morgan and Jason Tamalolo had that golden run in the finals to eventually lose against the Melbourne Storm. But he was a key cog, and his retirement was a shock for a lot of league fans. So for him to have a comeback, it's great news.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I didn't know that story. So that's a really interesting story. What else is happening in the world of transfers?
Well, it was confirmed yesterday. So the Canberra Raiders have signed now former Titans captain and halfback Jamal Fogarty on a three-year deal. It's rumoured that he's been signed for around $330,000 to $400,000 a season. So he's played 41 games for the Titans since debuting for the club back in 2017. He was their captain this year. Do you think, and obviously the Raiders in the back half of this season missed a lot from George Williams' influence at halfback, do you think Jamal Fogarty with Jack Wyden in the halves, can that get the green machine back into the top eight for next year?
Well, I mean, clearly also one of the problems there was team harmony, don't you think? I mean, I think yes, that they sort of had that mostly as an issue. So what Fogarty can bring, obviously with his talents, will be one thing, but then, you know, have they sorted everything out? Because they were on the right track, the Raiders, and then they just kept hitting speed bump after speed bump. And I'm sure that Ricky and the club itself will be trying to make sure that that doesn't happen again this year. So I guess it will be a sense of how Fogarty fits into the team and how the team then operates around him. But certainly a talent. What do you think?
I think it's very interesting from the Gold Coast Titans in particular, because you see AJ Brimson, he fractured his jaw in the later stages of the NRL season, so that brought in Jaden Campbell at the back. The Titans next year, they're coming off their first finals appearance since 2016, so their spine is going to be very inexperienced. You've got Jaden Campbell, who will probably play fullback, AJ Brimson at 6, Toby Sexton, who only made his debut this year, and then they haven't really signed another hooker since releasing Mitch Rain. Or not re-signing Mitch Ray, and they've got Aaron Clark there. So I don't think any of those players have played over 50 games yet. AJ Brimson has played for Queensland. He's played 2 games for them, but still hasn't played over 50 NRL games. The first year coming off making their first finals appearance since 2016, I think it's a big risk to let him go. But obviously they're showing a lot of faith in Toby Sexton. But, you know, to not have those experienced players in your spine, that's a worry for me if I'm Gold Coast Titans fans.
What did you make of the discussion this morning around the expansion, the 17th team. We obviously heard from the Brisbane Jets bid director, Nick Livermore. We've spoken to the Wellington Orcas managing director as well about expanding further beyond this 17 teams.
It's been exciting, hasn't it? It gets people's feathers ruffled. I mean, especially when you talk about relocation, that gets everyone's lips moving. I don't know. I always feel, and we spoke about this yesterday, I think a team, and you probably have better experience because I wasn't alive at the time, but was there a big appetite for those teams, like, you know, those teams, the Adelaide Rams and the Western Reds, if we were to move teams to WA and South Australia?
Well, that was different era. That was obviously, you know, throughout around the Super League. And then we had the Hunter Mariners as well. So it was all just probably the best way to describe that, Tommy, around that time. It was just weird. Mate, everything was just strange. The Adelaide Rams and the Western Reds. I think out of those two, I think, and our listeners will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think out of those two in particular, the Western Reds probably gained more traction. There's probably a better fit. I mean, interestingly enough, there is quite a big rugby union base over there as well, and a lot of influence coming across from South Africa. So it felt as though it was a better fit to have a rugby league team over there than it did in South Australia, which basically has zero connection. So I can't see where it's going to go further down the track, but I think we can lock in the Dolphins. They've made that call to go, I would say, with the cash, because if you want to expand and you want to take on AFL, you probably have to go left instead of going straight ahead. You have to go west out towards Ipswich. So that's a bit of a move there to go where the consistency is going to be in terms of financials around that club. And then what happens after that, I don't know. But I do, like we said yesterday, I do believe that there needs to be 18. And now the push is on really quickly. I mean, it's much easier to have a discussion about an 18th team once you get a 17th in line, if you know what I mean.
Well, and you said this morning as well, I mean, we got to put the end in the NRL. We got to emphasise that, make it national. It seems, you know, if you're an outside observer, it does seem a bit strange that all our teams are on the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, do we? I mean, I think that's probably a good question to raise. Do we need to be a totally national rugby league? Because if we start going down that route, then we need to start looking at teams in Tasmania. Because until you are genuinely national, it's a word only. Yeah. So I don't know if, I mean, you play to your strengths and you look to expansion when you can make that work for you or make the business case work for you. But do we need to be a really serious national rugby league, or is it just, you know, it's just a great word that they like to use in front of rugby league? I mean, it's as simple as that. Any other news you can hit us with?
Yeah, so the Dragons have been active in the player market in the off-season so far. So fans might know as well, Rabideau centre Tau Tau Moga, he's played for the Cowboys, the Broncos. He debuted back with the Roosters in 2012, amazingly. He was only 18 at the time. He's had four ACL reconstructions. And he's still played 74 games across his NRL career, but still only 27 years of age. So it's reported he's going to sign a one-year deal with the Dragons in the off-season. As well, they've reportedly signed Aaron Woods to a one-year deal. And now they're also looking at Jack Krzyzewski from the Manly Seagulls. He's also looking to sign a one-year deal. So the term money ball has been thrown around a lot with what the Dragons' recruitment and retention plan is now. You know, with Ben Hunt nearing the end of his deal in 2023, I think Dragons fans and the Dragons organization were a bit burned by throwing out big money to veterans, especially, you know, you just have to look at, you know, what Corey Norman did or didn't do for that club. They paid him, I think, $800,000. So I think they're being conservative in their picks, but they're certainly going for the under the radar players here, which I find very interesting. And also the Rabbitohs have re-signed Mark Nichols on a two-year deal until the end of 2023, and they're reportedly in discussions now with Cody Walker to extend his deal, which I found interesting because the Rabbitohs had that stance of, you know, we don't want to sign players over 30 to multi-year deals, so that's why they let Adam Reynolds walk, and now they've re-signed Mark Nichols and are looking to re-sign Cody Walker, who's the same age as Adam Reynolds, so... very interesting. Rabbitohs are looking to re-sign Cody Walker, who may go back up to Queensland. Who knows?
So just finally, before we try and round up Jimmy Smith and have a chat with him. So what did you end up doing on day one of lockdown?
I got my second COVID vaccine.
You did?
I did. I got my second COVID vaccine. I went to my local just pharmacy, and you got to wait in there for 15 minutes after just to they check your symptoms and whatnot. So as soon as I got the vaccine, I went on my phone, went on the MyGov app, and got my COVID-19 certificate, added it to my wallet on my phone. Just so when I'm ready for this weekend, when I go to the pub, I've got it ready at hand to show the security guard, saying, here you go.
Wow. So you still, have you had your chicken, what are we calling it, palmy or palmer?
Oh, chicken palmy. No, I might have to have that tomorrow night or Thursday night. Yeah, chicken palmy for all the listeners out there, when they say it correctly, not a palmer like you. No, I haven't had that yet, but I'm very excited.
All right. Well, there you go. There's an update from 2 a.m. Tommy. Transfer news into chicken palmy news, and he's now double dose. Well played. We'll take a break, and we'll catch up with Jimmy Smith soon.